Ever feel like you're just one unexpected medical bill away from complete financial disaster?
You're not alone.
Today, we're diving into a study about the Affordable Care Act. And no, not the usual debate.
We're getting into the nitty-gritty of how those ACA subsidies actually affected people's finances beyond just healthcare.
And trust me, the findings are mind-blowing.
What's fascinating about this particular study is the data they used IRS records to track exactly how much Petra got in subsidies, combined with credit bureau data for a real-world look at their financial health.
No surveys, no guesswork, just cold, hard numbers.
Exactly.
So we're talking actual credit card debt, auto loans, even if someone ended up in bankruptcy court, all linked back to how much they benefited from those ACA subsidies.
This gives us a much clearer picture than most studies out there.
Okay, so quick recap for anyone who needs it. When we say ACA subsidies, we're mainly talking about help with those monthly insurance premiums and out-of-pocket costs.
Like targeted discounts for folks with lower incomes so they don't have to choose between healthcare and, well, everything else.
It's all about making sure healthcare is accessible, not just something you can technically afford but never actually use.
Wow.
Now, this study compared areas that received a ton of subsidy money versus those that got very little.
And they used some really clever statistical methods to make sure they weren't comparing, like, rural Montana to downtown Manhattan. Everything had to be a fair fight.
And that's where it gets interesting. You might assume subsidies would help people stay afloat, but get this, in areas with high subsidies, bankruptcy rates weren't just a little better. They absolutely plummeted.
We're talking a 14% drop.
14%.
That's huge. It really highlights how easily medical debt can lead to financial ruin for people. It's like those subsidies acted as a financial buffer, preventing folks from falling into that bankruptcy black hole.
Exactly.
It's intuitive, but still surprising to see the numbers back it up so clearly.
So, okay, subsidies help people avoid bankruptcy. Awesome. But did they just shift debt around?
Like, did credit card balances explode while medical debt shrunk?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the answer is, well, it's complicated.
It turns out those subsidies didn't necessarily reduce the likelihood of having collections debt, but they did seem to put a cap on just how big those debts could get.
So it's like the subsidies weren't just helping people avoid bankruptcy, but also protecting them from being buried in debt, even if they still had some bills to pay.
Precisely. Think about it. If you're worried about a huge medical bill wiping you out financially, you might be less likely to use healthcare services even when you need them. These subsidies allowed people to access care without that fear of catastrophic medical debt.
Which, let's be real, is huge for families living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
But wouldn't using more healthcare lead to more bills, thus more debt, even with subsidies?
You'd think so, right?
Yeah.
And it's true that the study did see some increase in healthcare usage. But the key here is that those subsidies acted as a buffer against the truly massive medical bills that could send someone spiraling into a financial black hole. Even if they still had some smaller debts, those were more manageable, less likely to completely upend their lives.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. It's like the subsidies were a safety net that prevented those really big financial shocks.
That's a great way to put it. And this is where the study's use of credit scores really shines. You see, your credit score is like your financial GPA, telling lenders how risky you are to give money to.
Right, those mysterious numbers that feel like they have the power to make or break your life.
And here's the surprising part. Those ACA subsidies were linked to higher credit scores.
Seriously. So not only did those subsidies help people avoid bankruptcy and rein in massive debt, but they actually boosted their credit scores too. Talk about a win-win.
But before you start celebrating, there's one more layer to this puzzle. This credit score boost wasn't seen across the board. It was mainly observed in people who already had below average credit scores. Those who were already financially stable didn't see much of a change.
So it's like, those subsidies were a lifeline for the folks who needed it most, helping them climb out of a financial hole rather than just giving a little boost to those already sitting pretty.
It seems that way. And when you put all of this together, the reduced bankruptcies, the lower extreme debts, the credit score bump for those struggling, it paints a pretty compelling picture. These ACA subsidies, they weren't just about healthcare. They were acting as a financial safety net, preventing those worst-case scenarios that can completely derail people's lives.
Okay, if you're thinking, why should I care about all this? I'm not drowning in medical debt. Here's the key takeaway.
This study reveals that ACA subsidies did way more than just help people afford health insurance.
They had these incredible and often unintended consequences for people's financial well-being.
Especially for those who were already teetering on the edge of financial disaster.
It's a prime example of how targeted policy interventions can have these ripple effects.
Creating a more stable foundation for individuals and families.
Right, it's like a pebble tossed in a pond, creating these widening circles of impact.
But of course, no policy is perfect, right?
There are always trade-offs.
Absolutely.
While this study highlights the positive financial impacts of those ACA subsidies, it doesn't mean there aren't complexities.
Rising healthcare costs and premiums continue to be a major concern, and the system as a whole still needs work.
It's an ongoing conversation, but this research definitely adds a new dimension to how we view the role of those ACA subsidies, not just as a healthcare policy, but as a tool for promoting financial stability.
It certainly raises some interesting questions about how we think about the role of insurance in society.
And here's one last thing to chew on.
This study focused on the impact of subsidies on medical debt, but what about other financial shocks life throws our way?
Job loss, unexpected home repairs, you name it. Could expanding access to insurance beyond just healthcare play a role in providing a more robust safety net against those financial curveballs?
That's a great question.
And one I think we'll be grappling with for years to come. Food for thought. And that wraps up our deep dive into the world of ACA subsidies and financial stability. We hope you found it enlightening, maybe even a little surprising. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing and those curiosity engines running.